I'm now to get the report from the town of Hillsboro. We've got Mayor Tom Stevens from Hillsboro on the line right now with a lot going on, as always, in Hillsboro. No town board meeting this week, not until next week when Brian Lowen officially steps down from his seat on the board. But still a lot happening this week as well. Mayor Stevens, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, glad to be here, Aaron. Beautiful day.
Absolutely. So, of course, the kind of the big story from the last couple of weeks is the appointment of Matt Hughes. That was the board selection to replace Brian Lowen. He won't officially take office right until the beginning of April, as Lowen is still on the board. But that's a pretty significant move for Hillsboro, as Brian Lowen's been on that board for almost as long as anyone can remember.
Certainly longer than I have. I think he's served 16 years out of the last 18. And Brian Lowen was appointed to the board. And this is the first time that we've had an appointment since that time, 18 years ago. So I think we're very happy with Matt Hughes. Certainly had a lot of citizens who recommended him. He's had a lot of experience, knowledgeable about government. So and I'll have to say, it was really impressive, the entire slate of candidates that we had. I think every last one seemed to be coming in with, you know, very strong desire to serve the community. People weren't coming in with agendas. They were coming in with just like, well, how can I be helpful? How can I be helpful to the community? I want to be on the team. Here's what I bring to the table. And everyone had some real strengths. And I think the board was pretty clear that Matt was the top candidate, but all the candidates did a very nice job. We will be swearing in Matt at the April 9th meeting. It is also the same time that we will be saying our official goodbye to Commissioner Lowen. I think his resignation will kick in after next week's meeting, but we will celebrate, and he will be, at least for the beginning of the meeting on April 9th, which will be at the Witted Building. We want to create enough room so we have some room for everybody to have their visitors.
And we've talked about Brian Lowen and his legacy and his importance on the board and what he's brought to not just the board, but the entire town of Hillsboro. Now that Matt Hughes is the official appointee, what does Matt Hughes bring specifically to the board?
Well, you know, Matt has been a lifelong resident of Hillsboro, grew up here. He also currently lived in several parts of town, but currently lives in Waterstone in the southern part of town. And so it's nice to have someone from a different point of town. We've got, you know, looking at development down there and things that are happening. So somebody who's that on that end of town. Again, I think he has a wealth of experience. He's a fairly young person. And so in many ways, this is a great start. This is his first appointment to an elected office. But he has served on the Orange County Board of Adjustment, and he currently serves on our Tourism Board. He's on the Human Relations Commissions. He's done on an advisory committee for Orange County Schools. And so he certainly has some experience and certainly has a huge amount of interest in being on the board. So looking forward to working with him.
Speaking with Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens, HillsboroNC.gov is the town government website. Go there for more information. And again, the next board meeting is coming up, not this week, but next week, Monday, the 26th. Mayor, what else is going on in town? I know there's still a lot of construction work on a Riverwalk, parking lots downtown. What else is happening?
Oh, sure. You know, so we just having the St. Patty's Day weekend passed
yes,
us and
yes.
Beautiful weather. Let me tell you, people are out on Riverwalk. There's still that section just on the east side of it that's closed. There is a very well-marked detour, and people seem to like the detour, so you can still get along okay. We had hoped that we'd be able to reopen that closed section, which is closed because of a crumbling sewer line that needs to be replacement. It's been hard to get asphalt. It's been hard to, it's been wet to do the work. And so it still may be another 4 weeks or so until we're able to reopen the regular park, but you can get through the detour. This week we have some construction going on putting in grease traps and things for the restaurants downtown. So the entrance to the what I guess we had historically called the Bank of America parking lot. Mm-hmm. The Bank of America is not even there. The King Street entrance is blocked off for some construction. That'll be blocked off for most of this week. But the Church Street entrance is available, and there's still parking spaces in there, so it's worth taking your shot in there. And then, man, this weekend, we've got a lot of things happening. Man, you know, there's two, count them, two Easter egg hunts.
Nice.
Starting at 10 o'clock is the annual food-free Easter egg hunt. That is going to be at Gold Park. And that is something that has been sponsored and put together by a number of volunteers, the lead of which is Sharon Airy, who is just has this fabulous shop downtown called Kay's Closet. And I think she recognized there are a lot of kids who go to regular Easter egg hunt and the candy, or they have a food allergy. And so this is a foodless Easter egg hunt that's at Gold Park. You do need to register for that. You can find that, of course, on the Visit Hillsborough NC. .com website. That starts at 10, and then at noon there's the Orange County Recreation Department puts this big Easter egg hunt for all ages in River Park. And man, that is such a huge event. A lot of Easter eggs out there, and so that happens at noon and, throughout the afternoon. But I think there's a bouncy house and certainly the Easter Bunny there. So quite a number of walks that are happening. There's a regulator walk, there's a historic roads hike. This is also the weekend where the Farm Fair 2018 is going to be on Sunday. You want to check that out and get advance tickets if you can. There'll be a tea at the historic Burwell site. So great weekend to be in Hillsborough.
Absolutely.
As always. And of course, we have businesses going on too. Thursday, there's a new little business that's opening up in Hampton Point called the Nutrition Hub. And so there's going to be a ribbon cutting at noon. And I understand they've got some sort of nice goodies that are planned for folks who want to come out there on Saturday afternoon. The monthly Chamber Business After Hours is at the Hot Tin Roof on Thursday evening. So, seems to be a busy place here in Hillsborough.
Absolutely. Again, I got Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens on the line. I mentioned Visit Hillsborough NC. I mentioned HillsboroughNC.gov is the town government website. Visit HillsboroughNC.com is the events calendar for the town of Hillsborough. So you can get information about all of these events there. And Mayor, before we let you go, I know we've got upcoming meetings starting next week. So the town board's going to have an opportunity to talk about all of this in the next week or two and on into April. But I know the Hillsborough Board discussed this with the Board of County Commissioners a couple of weeks ago, the Collins Ridge development. And I was wondering if you could give us an update on where things stand as far as that goes.
Well, I think they're getting to start the clearing and expect to put the infrastructure in. So I think kind of any day now we'll start seeing some real construction happening up there. And remind people the construction's happening. That's to get the infrastructure in, the roads and the sewer. And it's likely to be a year and a half, 2 years before you actually see the what we call the vertical construction houses going up. But you know it, all that happens very fast. And speaking of that, you know, that's one thing that's going to be important to Collins Ridge is the Orange Grove Road extension, which is a separate project, but that also will be it's a DOT project that extends Orange Grove Road. Probably to Highway 70A, although it could maybe go to 86. And there is a meeting this afternoon from 4 to 7 at the Orange County Public Library in their big meeting room, an open house to look at the different maps, look at the different options for that particular road. That will be one of the ways that there'll be a second entrance into Collins Ridge. It'll also help just provide some alternative ways for getting around in that kind of bottleneck area of town. So we think it's going to be a very important project. I'm going to go over there after we have our conversation and check it out myself, see what I can learn about it.
Sounds good. And that's a meeting today from 4 to 7. What's the time frame, do we know yet, on the actual construction of the road itself? Because I know a lot of people are looking for those alternate entry points.
Yes, that's going to be sometime within the next 5 years, but I don't have off the top of my head whether that's 2021 or 2022. But right now, this is all part of that due process to get this done in the next 5 years.
Sounds good. HillsboroughNC.gov is the town's website. Again, visit HillsboroughNC.com for that events calendar. And if you're up in the area, starting at 4 o'clock and running until 7 at the Orange County Public Library downtown, you can go to that open house this afternoon into the evening to hear more about the Orange Grove Road project, which will be coming up soon. Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much.
You bet. Have a fabulous week.